Holla.
Yeehaw. Right? Hello, hello, hello. That's your favorite. That's your favorite intro, though. You love that.
Well, it's much better than that other one.
I know. I know. I heard you singing along with it as we were coming in. Welcome, people. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy day before Thanksgiving.
Hump day.
And day before Thanksgiving and the kickoff of the holiday season.
Getting fatter.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bridal Body Shop Show. On Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We are happy to have you here. And, Give yourself.
Okay. Don't mind if I do.
A nice round of applause. You know what? Why not? They're going to be double helpings of everything, so why not a little bit? Okay. Now that's enough. That's more than enough. Now you've overdone it. Proper intros.
Yes.
Elite Ziegelman is she.
I am here.
Lori Towers is me.
And we are
Bridal Body Shop, are
there
we?
There you go.
And we thank you for joining us on our fitness jaunt. Reader's Digest version of what we are. Two nice girls trying to make a world a healthier, fitter place. That's in a nutshell. We can shut the show now. That's it.
We're not two broke girls. We're two nice girls.
Two nice girls. Basically, the Bridal Body Shop was a business getting brides and grooms in shape for the big day, which is something that Elite and I cultivated a few years ago. And it's fitness is not something that should be just a calendar marking. So that's what we try to tell people. Don't be fooled by the name of the show. This is a fitness program. We do have wedding guests on. In fact, I meant to tell you, we do have somebody coming up that is of the wedding industry in a couple of weeks. I'll tell you off, because it's not definite yet, so I don't want to say it on the air, but I'll tell you offhand, off the air. But and in fact, this is a nice little segue is. This, for the people in the wedding industry, which we are kind of in a way, this week starts the whole wedding industry's
bridal Christmas.
Yeah, bridal Christmas is the high proposal holidays from Thanksgiving until to Valentine's Day. So this is where the wedding industry does it's really really really
starts
their volume business. So that's where
that's the name of the game.
Yeah, so that's we will try to infuse some, especially now this time of year, infuse some wedding industry people on the show. But today's show is
Woo-hoo!
Everybody loves Topperson talk. Everybody loves Lou Paradise.
It's been a while too. We missed him.
Yeah, we did.
We missed
and
him.
People did miss it. And you know, it's informative. It's fun. It's very lighthearted. And you know, he helps us make this whole long division of health and what you need to do for your body to make it work. But, you know, people get overwhelmed and they say, you know what, it's too complicated, it's too this, it's too that, I can't do it. Well, he also helps it just become something like breathing, something that you could become, you know, on a first-name basis with. So he'll be joining us later. And the topic is, and this is what I was saying all week to people when they were asking me about the show, I was saying chestnuts roasting on every corner. And,
but it was an open fire.
Now I have to start again because you broke my rhythm. Okay, chestnuts roasting on every corner.
Chestnuts roasting. Do you want me to say?
Now I'm going to start. See, we're doing everything in threes today. Chestnuts roasting on every corner,
mm-hmm.
and a cough brewing in every throat. And that's what this...
A cough.
Oh. Because that's what the show is about.
That doesn't make it happy, though.
But this is what the holiday season and the winter months bring. It brings the wonderful things, sure,
and the bad things.
Okay. We have to accept the beauty and the things that are just not as beautiful, but part of our lives, and that's what we're doing today. We're going to be talking about how you could deal with everything that goes along with the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, there's the beautiful landscape. There's a lot of things that you know. I enjoy about the winter, but there's also cold and flu.
Hate it.
Cold and flu, yes.
Hate that too.
The cold and flu.
Yes.
And, you know, we're going to touch on depression and basically how to make your body more resilient and tonify your immune system against, I mean, or that.
Well, that makes
elimination.
It, yeah.
Elimination. Well, that's all part of it.
Couldn't make the name.
That's all part of it. How to make everything in your system
run smoothly.
Run smoothly and remove toxins. And, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, and I always say, there's nothing wrong with getting a cold once. That's okay.
Well,
but
it depends.
When
you know, sometimes you can catch other people's colds,
yeah,
you know, being indoors. All
you could.
That's the thing with the winter. That's why people get sick more, because people are enclosed, and germs are just, like, all over the place.
But see,
in the
now,
summertime, everybody's out and about.
But you know what my belief system is.
What
you
is
get
that?
A cold
you know
one.
You don't get sick.
Well, I don't. That's I'm not. Gonna, I'm not. Gonna, that,
oh, okay.
That's, I'm not even going to bring myself.
We're going to get over that.
Because that would just be so cruel to everybody else. And so much peer pressure.
Really.
But if you get something once and your body stores the data and recognizes it, that should really be it. It shouldn't be. And I know people that will stay home 4 or 5 times a season for a cold. First of all, come on, it's a cold.
Those are called babies.
Yeah, you just you know, go to work. I mean, if you're really sick, certainly stay home. But you should not be getting a cold more than even twice, I think.
Well, I'm sure something's missing in their system.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Missing system?
What's missing in your system?
That's true.
That's the thing. And you know what? Usually it's what we could bring to the mix that we forget about, and it's so easy, and sometimes it's a couple of things here and there that makes, you know, our bodies a well-oiled machine.
It's a remarkable machine.
It really is.
It really
if
is
we
a
take
remarkable
care of it.
Machine.
If we take care
I was
of
just
it.
Talking to one of my clients this morning and saying how a woman's body is just remarkable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We make people
out
of this
exactly.
body.
Exactly.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a miracle. It's really
it's
a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really it. And
And
the body could only be as good as you are to it.
Exactly. It's like
so,
a car. If you
yeah.
don't maintain it, it's going to break down.
And think about this. When you go out and you spend a lot of money on a new car, and, only premium gas, only this, only that, and you baby that thing,
mm-hmm.
why do you do that? So it runs
nice and smooth.
And you never think about, well, you know what, let me put this in my body and make it better, make it run better. Let me add fuel to the exact fuel, the precise fuel that I need, which would be a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me... No, we don't do that. You know, we don't do that because we think it doesn't matter. And you know what? We kick ourselves.
No, it sure does.
It doesn't. When we wake up in the morning and we don't feel good, we did the same thing to our body as us not putting antifreeze in the car and starting it, and it doesn't start. It's
mm-hmm.
really the same philosophy.
Very true.
It's really the same thing. So that's what we'll be talking about today. But I just want to do a little happy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How are you?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
My lovely co-host.
I am doing so good.
Yeah?
Really good.
New?
Anything new?
Anything new improved?
Improved? It's always improved.
No. That's my...
Yeah, that's the motto of life. Always improve yourself,
that's
right?
That's exactly right, sweetheart. That is exactly right.
Nothing's new. I'm excited. I have my daughter in for the weekend.
Yes.
But that's about it. Going to be a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How about you?
All good, my world. All and you know what's even the Bridal Body Shop. Our business is expanding to Connecticut now.
Oh.
So we have trainers pretty much, my friend, all over the place.
That's pretty cool.
You know, and
good trainers.
And what
we're
going to be doing, part of the program is going to be we're going to be having our trainers come on and they're going to weigh in on different things that are going on we don't believe in public humiliation, like, you know, bring on the clients and you know, weigh them in the same way, but we're going to weigh in.
So
on,
disgraceful. I hate when they do that.
But it gets ratings.
It does, because
it
people
ratings.
Like to see
it's
people
road,
getting made
you know
fun
what?
Of.
It's that roadside accident that we
yep.
have to pull over and look at.
What's this world come to? I want to know.
Well,
this
you know
world
what?
Is so intrigued with hate. And violence
mm-hmm.
and people, you know, just getting made fun of. It's just terrible.
Okay,
terrible.
And I always use this as an example, and I'm sure you've heard me say it. I mean, when you talk about reality TV,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've gone back to the days in the Roman Empire at the Colosseum they brought Christians to the lions, and that was a form of entertainment for the crowd, bringing the Christians and feeding them. The sad thing is we've evolved as a species, but... in a way not.
Yeah,
you know,
we've evolved,
still find
but
these things attractive, and you know, seeing somebody slip and get hurt, you know, is more amusing to us than somebody who's doing well.
That's slapstick comedy, isn't it?
You know what? But think about this.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how this world just thrives on tragic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, drama and tragic and people crying, and
it's those sound bites.
People being happy does not make ratings.
It doesn't. We live in,
I guess it's
in
boring
a world
for people.
Of sensationalism. I mean,
yeah.
Think about all the shows. I'm not going to name other shows because we might get in trouble for naming it, but a lot of people would come home after a horrible day feeling maybe possibly bad about themselves, and you turn on the TV and you watch people that are doing, you know, less than well.
Right.
I mean, bottom of the barrel, and you're watching it, and that's your form of entertainment.
Right, I guess it is. It makes you forget of you.
Yeah, and it nourishes your ego in a way that shouldn't.
Right.
It shouldn't. You know, go out and work on yourself and feel good about yourself instead of, you know, feeling good about somebody else's tragedy, because that's, you know, that says more about us than anything else, I think. So that being said, holiday season should be something that we take time and try to think
gather
about
and be merry.
Yeah, and just try to think about the good things that the holiday is supposed
mm-hmm.
to represent, all faiths.
And it's just so hard lately with all the stuff that's happening, you know, but we have to think positive.
We have
to just be happy within
because
ourselves.
Because when you think about it, that's all we've got. That's really all we've got. We only have each other, and it's up to us
mm-hmm.
to steer the ship away from the iceberg as much as you can. And if we could do that by just the simple gestures every day of human kindness and extending yourself, I think that does go a long way. I think it might not be recognized or applauded, but you know something? It does go.
Yeah, it does.
It does. You know, it's funny, I ride the trains every day, and there are announcements now to stand up for a pregnant woman or, you know, give your seat to the elderly.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good.
And, you know,
it
and
should
it,
be.
It even
I mean,
is.
You know what kills me? That it should have been second nature to do that.
It is to me.
You know what I'm saying? Why is there announcements to tell you to get up for a pregnant woman or an old woman, a man? I mean, come on,
you know,
second nature.
Yesterday, I got a seat on the train because it was fairly empty, and this young kid gets on the train. He was 23. He was a day. And he had one of those boots on. He
mm-hmm.
had, like, an air cap.
Right.
And he's standing there. And I got up.
Right.
And he goes, no, sit. I said, no.
Right. It's only right.
He needed
it's
more
only
than me,
right.
But, you know, he was trying to be, you know, because he's like a young guy.
Right,
he was like,
I'm
not going to make this woman stand up for me. But you
but
sit
you
down.
But you did what was right.
Of course.
Compassion. Compassion.
But you know what? The tag to these public service announcements is make the ride, be a better passenger, and make the ride pleasant for everybody. And, you know, it's true. Because
mm-hmm.
when someone sees somebody do something like that, that's a courtesy.
It makes you feel good.
It does, and it makes you think about where you could extend it in your day.
And make the world a better place.
That's exactly
because it's
right.
just an
it's
ongoing
effect.
It's a
trickle-down
effect, right.
But it is. It definitely
mm-hmm.
is. So take that time out during the holidays. It's not just about, you know, partying and drinking, although, you know,
that too.
We do that too. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But
moderation.
What we want to do is just, you know, enjoy and just enjoy each other and just, you know, make it as good as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's interesting? And Lou is going to come up and talk about all these things. And I think he's probably waiting
just,
in the wings.
Just
instead
popped
of
up.
Me, instead of me rattling I'm going to
bring
on,
him on.
Bring him on. Luigi.
Hey, ¿cómo está?
How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
How are you, my darlings? Oh, excellent. You know, waiting in the wings, I, you know, it's like so cool because I do feel like I'm coming on to a very big, important show. You know why? Because this is a very big, important show, and the two beautiful people putting out incredible things from your heart, your soul, your experience, caring and loving life and sharing that with the world. You know, like, you are too – I'm not the first one to tell you all this, I'm sure, but you are too beautiful for words today. Do you know that?
Oh,
that's right.
God, you're making us feel so special.
Well,
love
because you
Luigi.
Are, for goodness sakes.
How are you?
How are you?
What are your plans for Thanksgiving, Lou?
Actually, we're going to have Thanksgiving over at our house. It's usually something where our family usually comes, and pretty much the kids and our beautiful family from Staten
mm-hmm.
Island, of course, and everybody comes to our house usually for Thanksgiving. And this year, it's going to be incredibly special because our niece, who's a professional dancer, and her husband, new husband, who got married last year in Cape May, New Jersey, from London.
Ooh.
They'll be coming up, and they're darlings. We hang out as much as we possibly can. But what's really cool, and Matthew won't find this out. That's my niece Dorothy's husband's name, Matthew. He's not going to find out till today sometime that his mom is coming from London to surprise him and be with us on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's like so cool.
Oh.
And, because in England, you know, in London, in England specifically, they don't have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm not going to say why because, you know, as an Italian
they
boy.
They don't believe in turkey.
But these are such darling people, so it's going to be so cool to have those surprises and be able to celebrate all the incredible things we're thankful for, especially with what's going on in some parts of the world.
Amen.
Or you know, even
Amen.
Sometimes not far from our neighborhoods where people are really struggling and going through all kinds of changes. So we're very grateful to be alive, and after that, those things that are not commercial and about presents and what you buy and what you don't buy,
that
kind of stuff. And we put it all aside, and today that's why one of the reasons why it's one of my favorites. So how about for both of you?
Well, we're going to have a low-key one. We're taking my in-laws out to a restaurant, which will be nice for a change, and Elite's going to be going out to New Jersey, right?
My sister-in-law's, my sister-in-law's I go to every
that
year.
That be nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't know if you heard what we were discussing at the beginning of the show. As many beautiful things as we have, and of course Elite was saying she hates the winter, hates the winter, hates the winter, but there's so many beautiful things that follow the winter coming in. But this is the time where the coughs are. I mean, if you travel on the train, I could count at least 10 people every day coughing and sneezing. I mean, now that's the bottom number, 10. So basically, this show is going to be about everybody gets sick once, right? How do
that's
we
true.
Prevent people from getting sick 2, 3, and 4 times, which I think is insane?
You know, one of the things that is paramount, I believe, and these are all part of the conditions that we know, and we probably have chatted at one point or another about some of these. A good deal of the time, most people don't know that a lot of the things that they consume every day, all day, especially coming off the summer where there's a lot more carbs, there's a lot more sugary soda, there's a lot more sugar in general with ice cream and everything else. All that stuff is good, and if we have a little taste here and there, no big deal. But when we consume that the way we do, it taxes our immune system. In fact, sugar... studies have been done for the last 10 years and have always come out the same, that sugar, believe it or not, white refined sugar is more addictive than cocaine, if you can imagine. And it's in every single thing. And most people don't know that white refined sugar causes your immune system to be absolutely exhausted. It exhausts your immune system because your body's trying to fight through the glucose. It's spending a lot of energy doing that. And, of course, the cellular disruptors to the cardiovascular system, to the brain, to everything, makes the body's healing processes work even harder. So you're constantly exhausting adrenals and all sorts of things, which means that you're setting yourself up for the issue of flu and cold, because viruses are happening around us all the time. So, you know, the flu is around, the viruses for cold are around, bacteria is around all the time. When sugar goes into our body, the other thing it does is it neutralizes the friendly flora in our intestinal tract. And what that means is these little bacteria, this friendly bacteria, I know people kind of find it odd that there's a friendly bacteria.
There is,
It makes its own antibiotics. It protects us from all the viruses and germs coming into our food, through our water, through our breathing for that matter. And it neutralizes those viruses, bacteria, so they don't get into our system. So when those little bad boys, or good boys and girls, are not fortified or they're depleted or their level is down, then the flu and viruses and all sorts of things that are even more complicated get a foothold in our system because they go right into our bloodstream without any checks and balances whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So white refined sugar and white refined flour. And as an Italian boy, I know my relatives want to kill me around this time of year because we're all this baking of everything with white refined sugar and white refined flour. But if we just eliminated that for a couple of weeks out of the time, if we can eliminate it altogether, it would be very cool. It would boost your immune system to such a point where your cold and flu season wouldn't be anything like it was last year, if you don't do it. Just something simple like that. And along with hydration,
mm-hmm.
we're not hydrated enough.
That's right.
What do we drink? Coffee is dehydrating.
Coffee. Mm-hmm.
Tea sometimes, depending, caffeinated tea is also dehydrating as much as you, it's not to say it's the worst thing in the world. But what really also changes the complexion of the immune system is that carbonated beverages of any kind, they have a phosphorus-calcium imbalance that actually leaches magnesium and calcium from your body. Most people don't think of that as exactly vital because, okay, well, calcium and magnesium, isn't that for your bones or something? And that may be very, very true, and it is. But what most people don't know is the necessary amount of calcium, magnesium, and boron, which is basically a very small trace mineral, essential for all muscle movement,
right.
contraction, and relaxation. The one people wonder why they have muscle spasm all the
yeah.
time. You know, the mineral imbalances, but here's the one that magnesium does. This may or may not be important to anybody out there. But if you got a heart, I don't mean a heart, a giving, caring, loving heart like my beautiful friends do, beautiful Laurie and Elite, but if you have a ticking, beating heart in your chest, whoever you may be, magnesium regulates the normal rhythm of your heart.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness
yep.
gracious, that
yep.
might be important.
Yep. Yep.
And that attacks your immune system. Every single thing that we do, just simple things, hydration will undermine that as well. So simple things that we can do right now and not buy another thing, just eliminate some stuff, could help tweak our immune system.
Yes.
And, of course, there's plenty of other vitamins and antioxidants that we could talk about as well. But that kind of is the basic of how easy and simple it would be to change the complexion of all these people coughing and sneezing and doing
yeah.
this all other stuff on each other.
And, you know, I like your point about hydration, because hydration is something we think about in the summer. But the
no,
truth is,
important
you can
time.
Get dehydrated a lot quicker in the winter,
mm.
shoveling
yeah.
snow, just having layers of clothing on. And you never realize it until you're thirsty. And it's already too late by then.
That's right.
But that's what people, and think about just even going out. I mean, hydrated, you need, your skin is going to get dry. You need to constantly hydrate.
How about just
hydrate.
Sitting in the house with the heat, you
that's
know,
what I'm saying.
Blowing on you
and
all
And people,
day.
And this is, I mean, people, you never have to tell people, carry water with you in the summer. They'll do that. In the
it's
winter,
true.
You have to encourage people, just put a bag of water in your bag. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that is exactly true. You know, the body's temperature regulator, in terms of how the body's thermal internal temperature has to be maintained at that 98.6.
Yeah.
Every other functional piece, metabolic rates, breathing, cardiovascular system, nutrition, digestion, every single thing is regulated based on the fact that the body's core temperature is at a specific rate. When it isn't, the body works harder to get it back up to
yeah.
that level. Dehydration is one of the biggest culprits because first of all, the winter is very drying. Inside the house
yeah.
is very drying, so you
very
lose
dry.
A lot more moisture, and you don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Lori, when you're thirsty, it's already too late. So
yeah.
keeping the hydration up, again, maintains immune system and everything else that might be important to you, like your lungs and your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're 83% water, and most of that
yeah.
in our cardiovascular, our breathing mechanism is complete from a water point of view. Every, you know, most people don't know when they talk about ligaments and tendons, you know, the whole thing that holds all the bones and the joints together, that
yeah.
is a complete fluid membrane.
That's right.
That is completely a fluid membrane. So the hydration becomes absolutely incredibly essential, and we just have to pick the right way to hydrate. And we've had some, in fact, we did a pain management webinar a couple of months ago, I think it was, on that particular
That's
hydration
right,
in general
right.
for that same kind of thing. So. So all of these facts, look at how simple that would be to correct
yeah.
that. But people don't attach that to it. They say, oh, I didn't take enough Claritin or Zyrtec or whatever
mm-hmm.
the heck they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have a cold or a flu because you have a Claritin deficiency.
Right.
You know,
and that dries you out also. People don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. So the balance of looking at how we can come to a point of understanding the synthesis of vitamin D in the skin, and obviously we know, I mean, it gets dark around 4:30 now, and of course
now.
It's still in the right. So in the Northeast,
4:42. At least
I love it, and What most people don't know about vitamin D, which is really important, why we have to use it anyway, even during the summertime, because a lot of people are still inside, they don't get enough direct sunlight that synthesizes in your skin. 15 minutes in your of synthesizes like 40,000 IUs of vitamin D that synthesized properly in your skin and then regulates all these other things. But here's the thing that most people don't know about vitamin D, especially vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is not only good for all the things that vitamin D and vitamin D3 is useful for that we know about in the bones and the structure and the eyes and everything else. Vitamin D3 has an antimicrobial mechanism. And what that means is it goes around looking for viruses and bacteria, and it pokes a hole in the sidewall of it and kills the bacteria and kills the viruses.
Yep.
People taking vitamin D3, the difference between people getting pneumonia and people not getting pneumonia in the same environment with the same germs and the same everything was the difference between people either getting out in the sun years ago where they got enough sunlight and they didn't get pneumonia and or people taking a supplementation of vitamin D3, because that will not only kill the bacteria or viruses associated with colon and pneumonia and bacterial pneumonia, but it actually prevents the overstimulation of inflammatory cells so your lungs don't get further damaged. Imagine a simple thing like that anybody can do to protect their cardiovascular system, to protect their internal mechanism for germs and bacteria, and also to protect against over-inflammatory responses, which actually causes pneumonia. Because when pneumonia hits, the body wants to continue to fight the inflammation. It sometimes triggers the mechanism of over-inflammatory, which starts to destroy some of the cells in the lungs and the bronchial tubes. And we know the consequences of a lot of folks that are elderly, especially this time of year, they get a hip fracture or something, go in a hospital, and they die. They don't die of the hip fracture. They die of pneumonia.
Yeah.
And that's because their system's already weakened. They don't have the vitamin D3 necessary. They're not getting supplementation. And their lungs start to get fluid and inflamed. And before you know it, it's actually eating away at the cells of the lungs, if you can imagine how terrible that is.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We can do something about it. I mean,
you
know, so it's like, whoa.
And you know what, I like your point about light deprivation. I mean, it gets darker earlier. And I think a big feature of the winter, unfortunately, is, you know, I've been one of those people that it gets dark early, and I've always, most of my life, found it to be very cozy, and I like it. A lot of people become a little bit more depressed during the winter months.
Yeah.
And once you're depressed, your immune system is depleted just from that. So this is where, I mean, if you even just look at the psychodynamic of someone who's always getting sick constantly, usually that personality types a little bit more in the winter, and it's because of this. It's because of depression.
And
it's so true, and we look at it from that perspective, that light deprivation, that idea of, again, the light and vitamin D synthesis and the depression all links together.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I'm fine. Like I'm one of those people that unless I'm in a completely dark room to sleep at night, I'm not going to sleep. If I need a light coming on, I will put duct tape on, whatever, to keep that light. The radio. I'm saying, what the hell? I've got all these gadgets, my cell phone, the new chargers. I got all these lights. Like what? Are we all blind or something, man? Like I can find my way to that friggin' thing. Cut that light out of there. But most people don't feel that way. And, you know, the one thing that's probably most important, people don't have a strategy for this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have that strategy. Wait, I know I'm going to be a little bit down and a little bit depressed. They never think of it as because they're not getting enough light. There's new technology that has those new lights that actually give you something
Absolutely.
Close to natural sunlight.
Yeah.
As opposed to incandescent lights or worse, fluorescent lights. And I think the other side of it is taking vitamin D3 again. So that your serotonin levels and all of the balances of your feel good oxytocin, which is which I call the love hormone, when you give somebody a hug, it makes you feel good. I mean, that's physically happening, and that's the reason why most people find it this way. And oftentimes this is not a strategy that people incorporate. They just kind of go through it and they dog it out. And they don't realize where it's coming from because they just don't know this information. And that's why what I always love about both of you is you're living the experience in your life that gives people value because you know this is exactly what you found that absolutely works, and this is the reason why. And that's why, for me, it's always a pleasure have these moments in time with both of you. So.
Oh, and you do the same, Lou.
But let me ask you something. Don't you think that people, you know, our age or even older, would know what to do by now if they feel like, you know, they need the sunlight, they need the light? Why are they denying themselves every year?
You know, it's one of those kinds of peculiar paradoxes. You know, it's like, you know, you people are allergic, you know, craving what they're allergic to. Some people don't know. They think it's normal.
I think they just enjoy being down and blue at this time of year because.
And there are some people that absolutely own that deal, saying, "No, I'm going to be down and blue because this is what I do every year, and nobody can bother me."
Most of the people that are in depression usually love it because they have something to blame it on.
Truly, truly. Well, I think that. You know, after and we've always kind of and I don't mean to joke about this because it's really not funny, but when I was in the Marine Corps and in Vietnam, we would all say to ourselves, because we better find a sense of humor in some of the stuff going on around us, because exactly the same thing. We say to people, if you're really going to get depressed over what and how, and you're going to allow yourself to do it, let's drop ship you into a place where you want to get you'd be so happy to get the hell out of there that you'd be like on happy pills for the rest of your life, as opposed to letting yourself get there. And then and then the taxing nature it is on the family, especially when everybody has a tendency to be a little bit more down because they're suffering from a little bit of sunlight depletion or whatever. And I mean, we know that you know, there's a long-standing circumstance that is more serious than that as a result. But you're right, Ali, that there are people who own that. I mean, we've got that with pain and pain relief.
Yeah, that
too. I'm taking all these medicines, and you can't do anything because your natural product wouldn't even budge my stuff because my doctor gave me the big, powerful gun to handle my stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Good, lots of luck with how you're going to feel and everything else that's going to happen to you later. And how unfortunate it is, because it isn't just the person who's going through that. It's their family and their friends.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's a
triple
effect that goes all the way down. It's a domino effect throughout everybody.
You know,
I didn't mean to cut you up, but I think that being said, I mean, there are people that are, I mean, there are people that just, I think, surrender to, I mean, this is the person that's non-diagnostic, you know, depressed. People that just surrender to, well, you know I'm going to get depressed this time of year, and that's just me this time of year, and they surrender to it. Then there's people that are actually clinically depressed, and they're so committed to their pathology that you can't budge them.
That's true.
That's the toughest. I mean, that's the full commitment to it.
Part of their makeup.
Absolutely. And both sides could, you know, do well to move forward, but sometimes they don't have the tools, or they don't think they have the tools. But you know, either way, it's just, you know, you're just running up and down escalator.
Just happy in their own little world.
Well, because you know what is.
They're so comfortable in it.
That's right. You recognize it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's true. You know, and of course, when we look at it from a pharmaceutical point of view, I mean, look at what happens to people. They are in a situation where they start to get depressed. They'll use either antidepressants or anticonvulsive or spasmodic stuff. For instance, they'll be depressed. They know they're going to be. Their doctor continues to give them a script during the winter months because they're depressed, right?
Right.
And how crazy is it?
They'll up the prescription.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They'll up it.
And one of the chief side effects, which is the tame side effect, as opposed to the worst side effect, one of the chief side effects of antidepressive medicine, and I know this sounds completely nuts, is more depression.
Yep.
And you know, if you look at the Cymbalta and Lyrica, which is kind of commonly used, there's Neurontin. You know, the chief side effect profiles of those, which is, again, what I was mentioning, the worst side effect profile is further depression and increased thoughts of suicide.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, those are all the side effects.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Those are all the side effects.
Totally. It's almost like there are people that somehow, you know, I don't know if it's subconsciously, are punishing themselves, or they want to feel bad about stuff because there's no other way to get attention, or and it's sad because, you know, on the other side of some of these folks who've had this and they've gotten a real life-threatening jarring of something that occurred that's way bigger than they're allowing themselves to feel this way, have gotten a whole new life, sparked up and they become some of the happiest people on the planet. Because and how crazy it is that that's always been in them. No medicine got them there. The circumstance got them there because something scared them so bad of being in that funked out depression that they lost sight of whatever the heck, however the heck,
mm-hmm.
and then rebounded back and decided, oh, my God, what the hell am I doing to myself? How many people ask themselves, what am I doing? Why am I allowing this? Why does this stuff own me, you know?
Yeah.
If you're any kind of, you know, any kind of person at all, and I don't want to, there's no such thing as perfect people. Whoa, Lou. Wait, man, wait a minute. I can only speak for myself.
I don't know
because...
about you.
But we don't have to be perfect to be cool and to just roll with it, man. It's like, what else can you do? It's like life, no matter how long you live, I mean, we have relatives that live to be 103, for God's sakes. It doesn't matter if you live that long or not. You should just live your life robustly. And when something comes that's negative, challenge that thing back and kick it out of your life and kick it out of your house. Because what the heck? I mean, do we want to suffer? I mean, really? You know, as opposed to having to jump up and down.
You can't talk this way to a depressed person because they don't listen to you. They think, you know, you don't understand what it feels like. It's horrible. But they don't even want to try.
Because they believe it. You know, one of the things about the mind is whatever you conceive, you believe, you know. And when people buy into it, they truly believe. It's a perception a lot of times. You know, because somebody's depressed doesn't mean they're suffering from depression necessarily.
No.
But if they are, they're going to go and look at that stuff on television and they're going to say, oh,
and
that's
gonna
me.
And they're
going to
be more depressed.
And they're going to be far more depressed, right? Because they own the depression. Now they've made themselves feel depressed.
Now they're going to kill themselves.
Medicine, oh, my God. And you know, it's so wacky.
It's
and
a
I think
horrible
that it
well,
is
like
truly, and some people will feel that way because they're guilty. They feel time has caught up. They've had enough time to dwell because in the time of kind of a stressful time in the holidays in a way. This is why Thanksgiving and Easter for me personally are two of my very favorite times because they are just about joy and celebration and new life and caring and generosity of spirit and has nothing to do with this commercial thing that Christmas Christmas has been turned into this horror story, really. And I'll give you one thing to talk about depression and how sad it is.
Uh-huh.
I remember as a kid, I grew up in a housing project, and we always had what we had, and we never even realized how poor we were because we were all very rich in spirit, and it's not like Christmas passed us by. We did get stuff and whatever, but I remember the very first time I was a young, probably 7 years old. And and of course, what happens after you go back into out to the neighborhood or go back to school? Everybody's saying, "Oh, I got this, I got that, I got this," and there'd be one or two kids that would not even participate. And I wondered why they didn't get a. Their family couldn't even afford.
Yeah.
Their parents wouldn't even go out of the house because they didn't want to hear, "Oh, what are you getting for your kids for Christmas?" How sad it was, and you think to yourself, "What the heck?" When you think of the spirit of giving, most of that should mean giving of our heart and our soul and our spirit to who, because that's the precious gift. I mean, not giving a gift, it's not to say that it isn't fun to have gifts and whatever, but the whole thing has been turned into such a commercial.
Oh, it's capitalized tremendously.
Yeah. The whole meaning of it is just shot. Unless nobody minds the fact that somebody working at a Walmart a few years ago, they opened their door or tried to open the door of 5 o'clock in the morning, and a whole bunch of people trampled and pushed the door down and killed that guy, and they all ran over him to get their stuff. If that's not...
That was, I'm glad you brought that up, Lou. That was probably, I said, this is mankind at its worst, at its lowest form. And
totally.
I remember hearing that day, and like, this poor man. He has a
family,
and he certainly wasn't getting paid well, and I'm sure there wasn't any medical, and he's gone. Because somebody could get a toaster oven for less.
Yep.
Exactly.
Don't get it.
Exactly.
Get
and,
it.
You know, so we talk about the flip side of what happens in humanity. And I think this idea of, truly treating people like you want to be treated.
Exactly.
Or the platinum rule, maybe treating people the way they want to be treated. But the idea, as we all know, is that if it isn't about people and relationships and really caring about each other first, material things don't have a solitary thing to do with anything that's going on. And we buy into this trap of doing it. That of course the stores love it because that last quarter is really important for them in order to make any profitability for the year. But this is, you know, it's gotten not only out of hand, but people become oblivious to all the other things around them to the point of that. To the point of that. This man is under a door. They're running over him and getting to the toaster for half price. I mean, that's like, God almighty. You know, fortunately, we live in a world, and a lot of people, you know, with all the things happening in Paris and and stuff, of course, who is reluctant to go into New York City. I mean, a lot of schools have canceled their day trips and all and their trips, right? You know, if one place on the planet for me, and I've been to a lot of different cities all over the place, and if one place for me, and that's because it's our hometown and all, but makes any sense at all to the degree of one proof, as far as I'm concerned, there's a whole lot of incredibly good people that live in the world. Otherwise, New York City specifically, not even just the boroughs, would have been in a chaos from the never became the kind of place it is today. You know,
exactly.
And so
I believe
so the
there's
good
more
news,
good than there's bad.
Absolutely.
I think they just harp on the bad more because it looks better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about wanting to lower your blood pressure and keep your immune system tweaked. Don't look at the friggin' network news.
No, that's the media is killing people. Yeah. They are literally killing people's spirit this whole time.
You know what?
Exactly.
I think that the point of the holidays, I think, you know, the pressure of the holidays itself, because, I mean, this is what I always tell people. I enjoy the holidays, but for some people, it's a very, very, very empty and painful time. So you know what? And this is what I tell, celebrate the holiday however you want. You feel the pressure.
Right.
Well, I have to do that. No. It's just 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Spend that 24 hours however you want to, whatever your comfort zone is, do it. Don't give, if you don't feel like celebrating, don't.
Exactly.
That's real, and I think once that pressure is off, once you know, well, you know, I don't have to be, I don't want to follow a lot, I'm not in that mood. Once you're given permission to say, just do what you want, I think it takes the pressure off and people feel a little bit better about it.
Yep.
Truly, you know, because, you know, there are people in this life, they don't live this sense of this exhilaration of being alive. For me, you know, I have good reason from not only my history, but it's always been in me. That I'm so stoked waking up every day. It's like I can friggin' jump up and down for joy because to me that it's like the celebration magnificently of another moment in time and day of life given to me as far as I'm concerned by God Almighty. And that's, you know, truly. And when you look at the hustle and bustle and the running around and people chasing after this, whatever they're doing, I mean, there's something called post-holiday syndrome for that same reason.
Yeah.
That people hustle and bustle, they're running, and all of a sudden it stops and it's over. It's like you took all months and months to prepare for all the presents and wrap and everything, and in an hour that's all over.
Yep.
And now you got to think about, right? And now this big letdown because, like, oh my God, you know. And then so I got to go back to the grind and I got to think about that. And everybody's got these kinds of things that happen, and easing out of the fun by planning a day of rest, just like you're saying, this end-of-the-year season strategy is relaxing, plan nothing to do, just chilling and going to hang with people that want to just hang with you as opposed to having to be regimented into having to do things you may not even like doing, let alone love doing, and a whole bunch of hassle and a whole bunch of energy if you're not reserved any of it, that you're completely depleted by the time it's over and you need a vacation just to get over the holidays. I mean, Lord.
And you know, I think my favorite holiday movie, because everybody could see their face in it, is It's a Wonderful Life, and it really just resonates the fact that how much we affect each other, how different my life would be if Elite wasn't in it or if you weren't in it, and it really has that potent effect, I think, on everybody, and I think it restores your faith in the human spirit because it's like we all are part of this. And we all affect each other's day in a good and in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think if people haven't seen that movie, they certainly should, because it just embraces that.
That's totally so true. You know, it's like it's similar to The Miracle on 34th Street, the old version of that movie. It's look at what's real and what's not, and magic and the idea of something and believing. And truly, to me, that's why, you know, It's a Wonderful Life is one of my very favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And for the same reason, because it does show us, look, what happens if your life wasn't there? What all these dramatic changes. So if you feel a little depressed about what's going on, check on what the hell is depressing you, kick that sucker in the butt. and get it out of your house and out of your life, because what would happen if you weren't here? I mean, and what happened, you know, to your, you know, thinking about how many people would just love to be able to get up and walk and go across the room. I mean, I came back from, we do a lot with Paralyzed Veterans of America, you know, as a Vietnam veteran, for me, you know, it's very personalized, and the immense things that are happening with what we're doing for Topperson, of course, and everything else that's happening there. But every one of those people that we talked to said, you know, as much as it was so devastating for me to lose the ability to walk, my attitude about life wasn't where it's supposed to be. I was living the life I thought I was supposed to live. When this paralysis happened, I actually started to have the life I was supposed to have, and I'm a better person. And
you appreciate what you had and what you have left.
Exactly, as opposed to what you don't have, and people suffering for what they don't have. It's like, then if you want it so much, go out and get it. But that's probably not what's going to make them happy anyway.
That's exactly right.
You know, because it's like you haven't taken the time to feel. Wait a minute. And here's to me how I know that we're all blessed. And we don't. If people say, "Oh, I'm so depressed because I don't have any control over anything," well, let me just check people out in terms of information. Mm-hmm. And I had looked this up a long time ago because my weird little mind said, "I wonder how fast this planet is actually moving. If it's going 93 million miles away from the Earth and it's going only 365 days. Wait a minute, man. That's pretty fast, I think. So let me look it up. Are we living on the outside of a planet? I'm talking about miracles, total miracles. We're living on the outside of a planet, traveling nearly 67,000 miles an hour through space.
Wow.
Now, if anybody thinks they got any kind of control over anything, really? Well, good luck with that control, because we don't have to have control. We should take charge, but we should take charge with the essence of the heart and soul of what we really believe is the best part of who we are, not what everyone expects of us, which is oftentimes drives a lot of people nuts.
Totally agree.
And all these elements, you know, are all part of the life that we live and choices that we don't make, and you don't know what you don't know. And if you're around people who feel the same way, oh my God Almighty, then you got to snap everybody out of it, you know, by putting them into,
You know what I want to talk about? And I'm going to set this up for you, Lou. You know where I'm going with this. I want to talk about kitchen hazards tomorrow. You know where I'm going, Big Lou.
I do know.
Now, Elite Siegelman, you know what I'm talking about. When you reach for that turkey.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not reaching for turkey. The lovely Elite Siegelman is not. But I'm going to tell you, there will be spills tomorrow.
Still living in the summer.
Aplenty. There will be burning. You take the turkey out, the grease falls.
I know.
That's what's going to happen tomorrow. And let me tell you, what are you going to reach for?
The afterburn.
Go ahead, Lou.
That's right. My Pain Away Afterburn, that's powered by our beautiful Topperson healing cream in that afterburn.
Love
biggest
it.
Things in the chefs and everybody in the world that loves our Topperson products are so madly in love with our afterburn cream, because it does all those things for all those burns that everybody gets. If you're a chef, you're a cook, you're going to get burned, and you want to have something that's really going to help not to soothe the burn, but to go down deep underneath the burn and help the cells heal from the inside out. That prevents blisters. It prevents everything scarring that often can occur with a burn and a blister. None of that stuff happens once you use Topperson,
after burn.
My Pain Away after burn on this. I mean, I'm like totally stoked with this stuff, and I don't even know. Topperkin. I heard somebody call it Topperkin the other day. Wait a minute. Let me have that Topperkin. I said, do you want the one without the pulp? Without the pulp? You're thinking about orange juice, brother.
That's the thing.
And some natural pain relievers. You want to throw a little vodka in there? You're thinking about a screwdriver or something.
Topperkin. But you know something? And anybody who hasn't visited Topperson's Facebook page, definitely do that. They're on Facebook. Like their page. But there was something, I think it was 2 years ago, that somebody wrote in, and they did burn their whole arm. And I remember before and after pictures. Do you remember this, Lou? Before and after pictures of this lady's forearm. Elite, you had to see it.
I showed it to you.
Unbelievable.
And it was like a day later,
and that was before afterburn.
That was just regular Topperson.
It's just a miracle.
Exactly.
Cream. Really.
Exactly.
Is.
It led us to this idea that we should be able to do these things primarily because the skin needs to be healed and the cells healed. It's like with sunburn. Now, the afterburn product is so incredibly good because it heals the UV damage that actually caused the real
burn. It takes
away
the sting, too. You didn't say that.
Exactly. And we have so many before and after pictures now, and chefs all over the place that are really, they do this every day. So for us, we're reaching into the stove for a big turkey or a chicken or something may not be an everyday occurrence like we used to have back in the day when Mom used to cook dinner and you just come home and eat that stuff. But for those occasions, so those folks that do this all the time, the Culinary Institute, they're wacky about our Afterburn product. It's just so cool.
And you know what I love? I love, Elite knows I've been in love with the tag to this since I heard Afterburn, like it never happened. I love that. I love that.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh. Totally perfect.
What did I say to you? I wish I thought of that.
Yeah.
I love it, and it's true.
I know.
And Elite's daughter used the Afterburn cream this summer on her sunburn, right?
All her friends did down the shore.
That's right.
They went to Wildwood and took it.
They went to Wildwood, right.
And all of them got burned, and all of them used it and thought it was like a wonder cream.
They couldn't believe there was no pain.
Amazing. And that we could do this. We can actually make these things happen where we're doing something healthy with no chemicals, and we're helping the reason why the burn is there, which makes a huge difference because blistering can cause the skin to have all sorts of breakdown besides bacteria and stuff, which we know can cause problems. But essentially, if it doesn't do that and if it doesn't go into that mode, that means that we will have no scarring there, which happens. You know, we have a lot of people who have gotten some severe burns and they never are not even third degree. They were a little bit more than first degree burns, but enough deep enough that when it actually healed after the blister and after the open and everything else, there was quite a scar there. As an after part of afterburn and the benefit of it, it will actually reduce scar tissue when somebody has a problem like that, and that's any kind of a scar. So just another little reference for that one as well.
Love it. Now, Sweet Lou, before you leave us, is there anything else that you want to give a shout-out about, anything else that's going on there that we should know about and they should know about?
You know, the only thing I want to say is to wish everybody an incredibly happy, wonderful, healthy Thanksgiving with some reflection about what we have as a value. Really count your blessings. Count why you should be thankful. And maybe fortify, reforming or reaching out to other relationships in places that where there's been some damage. Go out and be the bigger person if you had an argument with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, whatever, and bridge those gaps, you know, make things real. You know, we need as much positive love and reinforcement as possible with all the negative things that are going on. That's the best way to cure a lot of this stupidness going out in the world. So.
Beautifully said.
And our blessings are usually higher than we could count, and we don't realize that.
It's a very, very big truth for sure.
Sweet Lou, thank you so much once again for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, as
always. Thank you, my darlings. As always, it's such a pleasure to know you. It's a treasure to know you, and all the beautiful things to you and your family, and you both deserve all the rich blessings that
same
are coming
your
way. So.
Thank you, and
so
we'll see you again next month. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, darlings. Appreciate it as well to you both.
Bye-bye, Lou.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lou Paradise. And nice conversation because we went around a lot of different things. A lot of big topics for the winter. There's a lot of features that people aren't really
hopefully
discussing. The holidays are hard. And this is, you know.
Sank into their brain.
You know, and this is like, you know, a teacher who walks into a classroom and says there's 30 people in front of him or her, and if they just
reach one person, you did your job.
So if we have thousands of listeners and five took something away, okay.
I'll be happy with one took something away.
That's really what we're about. And, you know, that's
greedy.
No, that's, again, It's a Wonderful Life reference. We're here to influence. We're here to touch. We're here to affect.
Yes.
So it's really a powerful thing that we do. It's really a powerful thing just going out and seeing people every day.
Touching people because
that's what it's about.
It's a wave of, you know, gratitude. It goes from one to the other.
And the thing is, I always say, you know, we have to be kind because
they believe in what I say.
Well, at least you believe in what you're saying. Your finger believes in what you're saying. But, no, darling, that was right. You were right to say, I agreed with her. Come on, relax. Relax, everybody. Now, before I get booed by our sponsors, we don't need to say more about Topperson, but we will.
It's a miracle drug.
Okay, Topperson. This is my tag for Topperson.
Topperkin?
Topperson.
What was it called again?
Topperkin, he was saying.
Topperkin.
But so they got the first part
Isn't
right.
Isn't that Fruit Loops?
Toucan Sam. What are you talking? Do me a favor. Go over there and look at your sound effects. Stop it. Stop it. Because, see, we could never do an hour and a half show because you're loopy by 55 minutes. You're gone. I don't have anybody else. Okay. But we love Topperson. And my little tag with Topperson is we love them, they love us, Bruises love them more. And truthfully, there are so many different formulas of Topperson. The regular, the foot formula, you have the
Junior.
You have the fibro formula now. It's just there are so many available. And if you can't find what you
each
need
and every
in one
is
of them,
good.
You're fooling yourself. And again, it is a natural product, so no side effects. The worst that's going to do is not be effective.
Give me
and
a good hand cream.
It's what, you know, but it really is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the foot formula.
It
has a very nice,
every day.
A very nice texture to it. So Topperson, like them on Facebook. If you haven't, it's free. Go like them. There's a lot of information on Topperson's Facebook page, including a Fitness Friday that comes up with some interesting, fun fitness facts.
Two
nice girls trying to make the world a healthier place. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But, but yeah. So Topperson for all your needs. I mean, they're there. So use them and use them well, and good people behind it. So it's even better. What do we like better, Lee, than a nice muscle, a good one of those old school muscle magazines? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Don't look at me blankly. You know a muscle sport magazine. That's it. You look at me like I
ding, 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 ding. Do I win?
We love it because you know what? I don't read magazines often, and when I do, I want what I need. I don't want the ads. I don't want the Muscle Sport magazine is like the old school magazine.
It's a great
it's
magazine.
Content.
It's hardly
all
any
content, no fluff. Come on, that's what you want. Go,
yeah.
You know what? They have a print version, and you could also go online and read the magazine online. But buy the print. Support print. Come on. Support the print. I love that. I mean, I like picking up a magazine, smelling a magazine. So you could order a subscription. MuscleSport.com. That's their website. It's, of course, www, but MuscleSport.
Do people really press in www? It's MuscleSport.com.
I know, but
anything you put in Google.
You know
we'll
what?
Come
I just
up without the
now,
www,
but remember
www.
Back in the day you had to put the www.
That was with those big
computers. Yeah, but now you can do it. But it's MuscleSport.com, and it's a good magazine, and definitely. And
very
we want to give
magazine.
A shout out to our guest from last week, who's got sold out classes, and everybody's loving. They loved her on the show last week, and people could not stop talking. Tracy Hendricks, the Hendricks Experience.
Phenomenal.
You know, go to her website. Fervent Fitness.com.
What is it?
Fervent Fitness.com.
Fervent?
Fervent Fitness.
Spell it.
Fervent.
Okay.
Fervent Fitness.
I couldn't never.
She's got a secret class going, and if you go to that.
Secret class?
Go to that site, and you will find out about it. It's a secret class because her classes are sold out. But you go to that site.
And you get a pass to get in.
You'll find your way through that. Telling you. So that's a little holiday special from Tracy Hendricks. So definitely Fervent Fitness.
Happy holidays.
Go and tell her we
take
said,
a class.
Tell her, DeLorean Lee from the Bridal Body Shop Radio, said hello. You might get some. I'm just saying. Just saying. Just saying. Just between you and me and the lamppost, Lee. Don't look
really?
At me like I'm not saying. I can't disclose things.
Okay.
I just report things. I can't give you more than that. Don't ask me for more than that. That's our show.
Woohoo!
What a show. So, once again, I'd like to. Lou Paradise, who could say more? About, just a wonderful guest. Just nice to be able to. Go on the radio and have an easy conversation. Just let it go where it's going to go. You have a format, and then you take it wherever it has to be taken, wherever the importance is. And that's what we did today. And he'll be on again for Topperson Talk next month. Of course, my lovely co-host, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Riding Shotgun, of course, being
thank
in my
you.
Life. Happy
thank
Thanksgiving
you.
To you, my darling.
Happy to you.
And enjoy and many more in good health.
Same to you.
And for everybody listening, have a good one. Be good to each other. Give thanks. And usually your thanks.
Be grateful.
You know, your thanks.
Be compassionate.
Your blessings should be as high
mm-hmm.
as the food in your plate. And you know what? You're happy. You're lucky to have that. Because
I always say,
not many
just
people.
Just be nice.
Yeah, well, just, yes, that's all. And it doesn't cost more.
It costs nothing.
It doesn't cost more to
nothing.
Be gentle with each other, appreciate each other. Go make it a nice jump start to the holiday season. We will see you next week. Have a good one. Take us home.
Here we go.